Most summer mornings, Nantucket Island is enveloped in fog. Clotheslines snap with brightly colored beach towels hung out to dry, but they will still be damp hours later when it's time for a swim. The misty sea air is misleading as Nantucket is in a significant drought. Like the rest of the region, Nantucket has suffered 2 years of below average rainfall. This island relies entirely on a sole source aquifer for drinking water. Our population surges in the summer, along with water use. Well, there are boats to wash and lawns to water, and there are endless loads of laundry as rentals turn over and over and over again each week. And there is no neighboring town to pump water in from. With the significant drought designation from the state came mandatory water conservation measures for property served by Wanacomet Water, the island's municipal water company. Those of us on town water must limit all non-essential water use, which means no irrigation, lawn sprinklers, and you must get permission to fill a swimming pool. Landscaping is a major industry on the island, and many homeowners are unwilling to let their lawns just die. Well, I wasn't planning on watering my lawn anyway this summer, probably to the chagrin of my neighbors, but now I have the excuse of being a good citizen. People on private wells are exempt from these restrictions, although the water supply is one and the same as those of us on town water. So the alternative for people who can afford it is to dig a private well for irrigation. Most mornings I am up walking before the 6:30 boat pulls away from the dock, before the increasing heat, before the traffic, when the island belongs only to the early risers. In fancy waterfront neighborhoods, irrigation sprinklers send sprays of water arcing across impossibly green lawns. The slanted sun shimmers in the manufactured mist. Quaint lawn signs are starting to pop up, politely declaring, "This lawn irrigated by private well." People are drawn to Nantucket's 80 miles of coastline, but there are more than 2,000 swimming pools out here. We take pride in having more than half the island as open space or conservation land, but fortunes are spent shaping lawns into submission. It's a strange disconnect between the rugged, wild side of the island that attracts so many and the manicured worlds hiding behind the tall, perfectly trimmed hedges. On the 4th of July, the annual water fight on Main Street goes on as planned, thanks to a donation of 8,000 gallons of water. I wonder where exactly the water came from. What town had this kind of water to spare so that it could be spilled sacrificially onto our cobblestones? The next week, it rained hard for 2 days. 4.7 inches of water fell in 48 hours. More rainfall than we'd seen in 6 months combined. Listening to the torrents of rain hit my bedroom windows, I realized I'd forgotten to take my clothes off the line. Oh well, they'll dry eventually.